Reverend Sharpton, why are you in this race?
I don't see how anyone that supports civil rights could support the Patriot Act. That was my, talking about a difference of direction, Senator. The Patriot Act. The Patriot Act that you supported is J. Edgar Hoover's dream. It's John Ashcroft's dream. We have police misconduct problems in California, Ohio, Georgia, New York, right now. And your legislation helps police get more power. So I think that we've got to really be honest. If we're talking about change, change how and for who. That's why I'm in this race.
Congressman Kucinich, why are you here?
I'm here to provide the people of this country with a real choice in this election. Some of the differences that are here are stylistic. I'm offering some substantive change in this country.
But logically, it appears like you're up against it. Why stay in?
Well, because I'm the voice for getting out of Iraq, for universal single-payer health care, for getting out of NAFTA and the WTO, for having our children go to college tuition-free, for saving Social Security from privatization.
But you could have that voice as a congressman. You could have
I have that voice as a congressman in this race, though. There are real differences of opinion, Larry, and this is what this debate's about today. I led the effort in the House of Representatives in challenging the Bush administration's march towards war. Senator Kerry and Senator Edwards both voted for that war. I led the effort against the Patriot Act. Senator Kerry and Senator Edwards both voted for it. I mean, there are differences.
You're here to make statements, then.
Oh, no, I'm here to be the next president of the United States.
But logically, that doesn't look to appear to be happening.
But you know what? That's a conclusion that the people watching tonight will be able to make, not the media.
But I think what's important is all my life, from the time that I fought in a war alongside many of the people who had a very different life experience from me. And the kids I fought with were kids out of the barrios of Los Angeles, and kids from South Central Los Angeles and from South Side of Chicago and South Boston and a lot of other places, because they couldn't get out of the draft. They didn't know how to make those phone calls. They didn't have the ability to have a choice. And when I came back from Vietnam, I spent a lot of my years fighting for those people to be able to get ahead. And I've spent all my life doing that, and I intend to do that as President of the United States.
My first executive order will be to cancel NAFTA and the WTO.
Cancel it.
And return to bilateral trade conditioned on workers' rights, human rights, and environmental quality principles. Now, there are people watching this discussion who do not have any health insurance at all. And you know, there's a direct connection between the lack of health insurance in this country and the control which the insurance industry has over Washington. And the control that it has over our Democratic Party, too. Larry, in 2000, I brought...
I'm paying attention to you, Ben. Dennis, I can hear and look over there at the same time.
This is something that...
It's an old Jewish trait. We can do two things at once.
This is something...
Let's not get ethnic, Larry.
Let's not get ethnic. This is something
Let's
I know...
Let's not get ethnic.
Yeah. See how we're uniting? You know, let's not get ethnic.
Sorry, Dennis.
I think the Americans... Well, I'm glad to point out something, that all those people who don't have health insurance and all those people who have seen their premiums go up 50% in the last 3 years already understand, and that is that Washington right now is controlled by the insurance interests and by the pharmaceutical companies. And isn't it? And our party, our Democratic Party, 4 years ago, John, I went to our Democratic Platform Committee where they proposed it for universal single-payer health care. And it was quickly shot down because it offended some of the contributors to our party. I just want to say something. We must be ready to take up this challenge of bringing health care to all the American people. And that's what I'm asking everyone here to make a commitment.
We're going to turn now to Iraq.
So my program is more ambitious, because what I do is I roll back George Bush's tax cut for the wealthiest Americans, and I take part of that money, and I create a federal fund that takes all the catastrophic cases in America out of the private system, which means, effectively, every individual and every business in America will be capped at $50,000 of risk.
Dennis,
I agree with my friend John Edwards about we need to do something about poverty. And that's why I'd like you to join me in this proposal to have a universal, single-payer, not-for-profit healthcare system, because that would lift tens of millions of Americans out of poverty.
Larry proposed that in 1948.
Well, and you know what? John Conyers and I introduced the bill in this Congress, and that would provide all coverage for everyone, all medically necessary procedures, plus vision care, dental care, mental health care,
socialism,
long-term care. Wait a minute. You know what? What we have now, Larry, what we have now, Larry, is predatory capitalism, which makes of the American people a cash crop for the insurance companies and the pharmaceuticals. So I'm talking about a change, and I'd like them to join me.
Every individual and every business in America will be capped at $50,000 of risk.
All coverage for everyone, all medically necessary procedures, plus vision care, dental care, mental health care,
socialism,
long-term care,
will be capped at $50,000.
What we have now, Larry, is predatory capitalism, which makes of the American people a cash crop for the insurance companies and the pharmaceuticals. So I'm talking about a change, and I'd like them to join me.
Will be capped at $50,000.
All coverage for everyone, all medically necessary procedures, plus vision care, dental care, mental health care,
socialism,
long-term care.
Capped at
What we have now, Larry, is predatory capitalism, which makes of the American people a cash crop for the insurance companies and the pharmaceuticals. The American people, a cash crop.